Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Chagiga. We left off on the very top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph in Maseches Chagiga. Remember, Rava had explained the very first chumra of our Mishnah as being that is not relating to Chatzitza, but it was a gezera that you might come to be Tovel a Kli that doesn't have a wide enough opening and put tiny little needles inside of the Kli and come to the impression that those tiny little needles inside of the Kli are enough for that the tevila will work for those tiny little needles, even though the opening of the kli is less than a shofaris hanot. So the Gemara is going to explain.
Rava must be assuming that there are 11 different chumras in our Mishnah. Sheish rishonos bein lakodesh bein lachunish nasal taras hakodesh, and achronos lakodesh avlo lachunish nasal taras hakodesh. And the first six of them relate to even chulin shnasal taras hakodesh, whereas the last five relate only to kodesh itself, but not to chulin shnasal taras hakodesh. Remember, Rabbi Ila had said that it's the first five and the last five, because Rabbi Ila held that there are really only 10 chumras, because the first chumra relates to chatzitza, which is one of the later chumras anyway. But here you see that Rava holds that there are in fact 11. Ma'ika bein de Rava le de Rabbi Ila. What's the nafkamina between the reason that Rava gave and the reason of Rabbi Ila? So the Gemara answers, Ika benayhu sal v'gargusni shemilan kelam v'hitbilim. Let's say you have a basket, which is a kli full of holes, or a large basket that is used to strain wine when you harvest the wine, that you fill up with kelim that all require tevila, and you are tovel those kelim inside this big basket. You know, sometimes like by the kelim mikvah, they have these baskets that you could put the kelim in. You could put all your forks and knives in these baskets so they don't end up on the bottom of the mikvah. So the mandi amar mishum chatzitza, if your concern is like Rabbi Ila says, that anytime a kli is inside of another kli, you have to be choshesh that it's going to be chatzitza, one is going to press down against the next. Say ika, so then you have a problem in this case as well. But if you assume like Rava that the whole issue is going to be that that you might come to tova small needles inside a kli whose opening is not wide enough, there's no such thing as a salar gargosni that doesn't have a mouth, doesn't have an opening that's the size of a shoferes hanot. So there would be no reason to ever make a gzera on a sal or a gargusni. Va'azda Rava l'tame, and Rava holds this explanation of the Mishnah that it's all about toveling one thing inside of the other, and therefore allowing tevilas kelim inside a basket is l'shitaso. Dam Rava sal v'gargusni shemilan kelim v'bilan tahorin. He says beferish that if you're tovel smaller kelim inside of a sal and a gargusni, it's going to be tahor. And Rava says another halacha about a sal and a gargusni. If you make a machitza in a mikvah from one side to the other by putting a basket in between the two sides of the mikvah, hatovel sham lo also lo tevila. Someone who tovels there is not going to have a proper tevila because he has made two separate mikvahos. We do not consider them to combine through the holes of the basket. That's not considered a proper combination. And the raya to that is the earth, the ground. The ground is full of all sorts of holes, and all the water that comes in all places comes up through these holes in the ground, rivers and streams and all that. So, and sometimes it's 40 sa'a. And nevertheless, will be inan di ikar ba'im sa'a b'makam echad. But nevertheless, we require 40 sa'a gathered in a single spot, and it's not good enough that it's connected to the ground, and the ground has all this water coming up from all over the place. So you see that even though you're connected to other bodies of water through this porous thing, that's not considered a connection. So just like the ground is not considered a connection to all the other water in the world that's flowing underground, a basket in the middle of your mikvah is not going to connect the two sides of your mikvah. So the Gemara brings a chilik with regard to this din, that tevila does not help. That tevila does not help when it comes to a kli b'toch kli that doesn't have a shofaris hanot of an opening. The idea that a kli b'toch kli where the outer kli does not have an opening the size of a shveris, and that the tefillah doesn't work, that's bekli tahar. That's when it's inside a kli that itself is going to be tahar, where that itself is tahar and does not require tefillah in its own right. Aval bekli tameh, but if the outer kli is a kli tameh and the opening is very narrow and you need to be mitar both kelim, so then we would say migo de salka tefillah kule gufe demana salka lenami lekelim de ispe. That if the tefillah is going to count for the entire kli, even the inside part of the kli, well then the kli, the tefillah will count even for the tiny needles that are inside of the kli as well. So the Gemara brings a raya to this kli. Titnan kelim shemilan kelim v'tevilan. If you have kelim filling up other kelim and you're tovel them, harelu tahorin, they're tahor for truma. And even if the outside, the mouth of the outer kli is very narrow, it's still going to work. But vim lo tavo ma'ima murav ma'chi murav shvar sendo. But if you're not being tovel, the outer kli, then the water is not going to be considered connected to the outer water unless the opening is the size of shofar sanot. So the Gemara explains the seifa. My kamar v'im lo tavel. What does it mean im lo tavel? If you're not, if you didn't tovel it, hachi kamar. It doesn't mean if you didn't tovel. It means v'imeno tsarich lahat bilo. If you didn't need to tovel the outer kli because it was never tamei in the first place, then my ma'aravin atchu ma'aravin shofar sanot. Then you need the opening to be the size of a shvaferes hanod in order to connect the two. V'had Ravu Rabbi Ila Tanaihi. You know, this machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Ila, whether it helps to be tovel kelim tumeim inside of a basket, is in fact a machlokas tanaim. D'taymi salve gargusni shemilin kelim v'itbilan. If you have a basket or another type of basket, the salim gargusni, that's filled up with kelim tumeim, and you are matvil them bein the kodesh, bein the truma tahorin. Whether it's for kodesh or for truma, it's going to be tahor. The Tanakama holds like Rava that they were not gozer on a sal gargusni, even for kodesh, and you're able to be tovel kelim inside of them. But abishalom or the truma below kodesh, that for only for truma they're going to be tahor, but not for kodesh, because abishal holds like Rabbi Ila that they were concerned by a sal gargusni about a chatzitza of kodesh. The Gemara explains why the Chum make the Chumrah not to be matvil kli b'tov kli only with regard to Kodesh and not with regard to Truma. Meaning, now that we understand this Chumrah of a kli b'tov kli, bein l'Rabbi Ila, bein l'Rava, but why only make the Chumrah by Kodesh? Why not go all the way and make it by Truma as well? I hachi Truma nami, so l'man kamrinan. Chaverim, chaverim medeyadi. Who do the Chum say should not be tovel kli b'tov kli? They only said this with regard to chaverim, because amei aretz are never going to ask the shaila in the first place. Well, chaverim know very well that they need the opening of the kli to be the size of a shofaris hanod. So if they lift up the kli, the inner kli, and it's already if it's very heavy and not creating chatzitza, it's going to be fine. If that's the case, that it's clear that a Mishnah was only speaking to Chaverim, then Kodesh Nami, then you shouldn't be worried about Kodesh either. Chaverim should be very careful. Well, Chazi le'Ama Aretz v'azal matbil. No, because the Ama Aretz is going to see what the Chaver is doing by being Tovel Kli B'Tov Kli, and he's going to try to do the same thing. Okay, but then Truma Nami, he'll see the Chaver doing that with Truma as well. Well, Chazi le'Ama Aretz v'azal matbil lo mekablin minayu. If the Ama Aretz sees the Chaver being matbil Kli B'Tov Kli, the kli b'tov kli for truma, he also will be tovel a kli b'tov kli. I'm sorry, it's all in question. Truma nami chazile amaritz vazil matvil. By truma, also the amaritz might see and he'll go and he'll be tovel as well. So the Gemara answers, no, you don't have to be choshish that the amaritz is going to be tovel kli b'tov kli for truma, because lo mekablinan minayu. The chaverim are never going to be mekabel truma from amaritz anyway. So we don't care what he's doing with his Tevilos psulos with regard to truma, as opposed to by kodesh, chomer goes there that to make sure that his tevilos are done properly, because we're going to be mekabel kodesh from amea aretz. So the Gemara asks, kodesh nami lo kabel minayu. What do you mean? Just don't be mekabel kodesh from amea aretz either. So the Gemara says, no, if you're not going to be mekabel kodesh from amea aretz, havele eva. That's going to cause some tremendous animosity between amea aretz and tamei chomer. We don't want that. Truma nami havele eva. Yeah, well, truma also create a sense of animosity. Now, loch, but they does liyavle the coin amaritz chavrei. Now, amaritz doesn't care if you don't want to take his truma, he'll just go give it to another who doesn't mind. So the Gemara explains, man tanum dechayish le'eva. Who's the Tana that holds that we're choshish for Eva, that we could be mekil in certain things because we're worried about Eva, about a bad relationship with the Amei Aretz? Rabbi Yossi, it is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Detanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi, mivnei ma, kol neman amal taras yayin v'shemen, kol yimos hashan kadesh lo'i kol echad v'echad holi chubona, ba meliatzmo, v'sarif paradu meliatzmo. Why is it, Rabbi Yossi says, that even Amei Aretz are trusted with regard to the Tara of wine and shemen of hegdish throughout the year, in order that everyone not go and make their own place of worship where their stuff is going to be accepted? And the same is true when it comes to para aduma, to taras para aduma, that the kelim are not tame, in order that not everyone should go and be sorry of their own para adumas. So the Gemara brings another thing that we're making with mishum eva. Amar papa kaman mekablim eidus adusa me'am aretz kaman krabiosi. Why is it that we accept eidus nowadays from an am aretz? Shouldn't we be concerned that he's not being so careful to get every detail right in his Eidus? No, but we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi that we have to worry about Eva. So now the Gemara goes back to ask that the Chacham should have asked to being Tovel Kli B'Tov Kli for Truma as well. V'nechush l'she'ela, the Chaverim borrow Kelim from Amei Aretz and use them. So the Chacham should have asked being Tovel Kli B'Tov Kli even for Truma, because we should be Choshesh, and maybe Amei Aretz is going to see that the Chaver is Matvel Kli B'Tov Kli and he's going to do the same thing and he's not going to be careful about the Tevila properly, and the Chaver is then going to borrow that Kli and use that Kli for his own Taharos. So the Gemara brings a Raya that Chaverim in fact do borrow Kelim from Amei Aretz, Titanan, because we have a Mishnah that says so. Someone there's a mace in a house, and there's a second floor on top of the house, and there's a window that opens up between the first floor and the second floor. There's like a skylight in between the first floor and the second floor. So Klei Cheres, any Klei Cheres that are put over that skylight, when the that are situated right side up and open up the entire and close up the entire skylight, matzil al kol, that will save any food, drink, kelim that are in the upper floor. It will be chotzeitz mepnei atuma. Divrei Beis Hillel, that's the sheet of Beis Hillel. But beshamei omrim that a klicheres that's on the aruba eino matzil, is not going to be matzil all the stuff in the top floor from being mekabel tuma. Ella al ochlam amashkim al klicheres, except for ochlam amashkim and klicheres who have no tara b'mikvah. But any kelim that have tara b'mikvah are going to be tame, and you're just going to have to wait for tara b'mikvah. So amalim beisila beishamay mnei ma amru beishamay mibneishu tame al gabe amei aretz. So the beisila said to beishamay, why is it mipnei ma? Why is a kli not matzil even on the other kelim, even on those kelim that have tara b'mikvah that are found that are located in the top floor? So amru beishamay said back to the beisila, mibneishu hu tame al gabe amei aretz. The kli that's put on the skylight itself is tamei before it's ever put on the skylight, because it's a kli amaretz, so it's becheskas tamei. And amaretz is the din of a zav; he's tamei every kli that he touches. Vein kli tamei chotzeitz, and a kli that itself is tamei can't be chotzeitz b'fnei tuma, can't block the tuma. Amalem beisil said right back. But you yourself said it's chotzitz mepnei tuma to stop the tuma from affecting the food and the drink on the top floor. Amle meshame, so meshame said back, shetiyarnu ochle mashkin shabatocho. When we said that it's that we're metaher the ochle mashkin, that's only the atzmo tiharnu. That's only for the amaretz himself. Aval nitar saklish shetaraso lach vilo. But should we be metar kelim that whose tara matters not only to the amaretz himself but to the chaver as well? What do you mean it matters to the chaver as well? Oh, must be because we're concerned that the chaver is going to be borrowing kelim from the Am HaAretz. So the Gemara brings I guess we'll pick up from Tanya Be'ez Hashem next time on the second line of Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis.